Is AI actively erasing our own English language to control us?
They sure are, Josh. We're also going to talk about the King of Darkness Mountain. It's scary, and it has a twist you're not going to expect.
The giant octopus is real.
We have proof.
Let's get into it.
This podcast is brought to you and powered by Sunday Cool.
Watch this.
Or listen.
Yeah.
I'm so excited.
They can't show here's a gong.
And it's literally just like Julianne Smith.
That is funny.
That was so cool.
I know. It happens, dude. I do it all the time.
Yeah.
So. The heck? I knew Spider-Man went out. I'm still blown away by Tobey Maguire using that lunch tray.
Yeah.
The fact that they could have used CGI on everything else in the movie. Green Goblin, him flying through the sky, but they're like, no, we're going to do 220 takes of this.
It's insane.
It's crazy.
I mean, it's cool, but everyone thought it was fake. So,
yeah.
Like, it wasn't until they're like, no, we really did that. They're like, oh, wow, that's crazy.
Like 25 years later, Toby's like, finally.
Toby.
That'd be a no hate. I don't want to hate name shame, but that'd be a tough name to grow up with, I think.
Toby?
Toby.
I think it's kind of cool. Yo, Toby, especially Toby Keith, Toby Mac, Toby the Tiger.
I feel like they would have just called me Tubby. My name was Toby, they would just call me Tubby.
You're projecting.
Yes, you
are. Yeah, maybe I am. Shout out all the Tobys out there that aren't Tubbies. And if you are, we still love you.
Tobias. Is that what it's short for?
I don't know. I think people just name him Toby. Maybe not.
There's no way.
Sure. I mean, I guess maybe that's the office in me.
This is Toby.
Toby.
There's no way. Tobias is a pretty cool name, though.
What do you think of when you hear the word Tobias?
Tobias. I think Amish people.
I think of Arrested Development. Yeah. That was the blue guy.
Oh, yeah. Right.
With the jorts. Yeah. He showers in his jorts.
Amish people.
What does he call that? He calls himself, like, he's like, well, you're one of us. Oh, man.
Can't remember.
Dang it. Someone's going to be in the comments like, obviously it's this.
A thespian?
No.
This is what he calls himself though, right?
No, yeah. No, I'm straight.
Did Thanks. You see my comment about how you guys were talking about...
comment on what?
I missed it, whatever you guys were talking about.
No, it's fine.
You guys were talking about... What are we talking about?
What are you talking about?
Oh my gosh. The movie about the... Cardinals. They got, what
oh,
they?
Yeah. Conclave.
Conclave.
I was going to say Covenant and I get messed up. Okay. Conclave.
Yeah. Their marketing strategy is through the roof right now.
You were like, yeah, it's got Stanley Tucci in it. And I'm like, it's got Ralph Fiennes in it.
Sure. Everyone knows that though. But it's like Stanley Tucci is just there. That's awesome. That's great. John Lithgow, Dumbledore.
Mm. Dude. Not my Dumbledore. But
do you think they killed the Pope?
Dumbledore.
Do you think they killed the Pope so that they make more money on that film?
When did that movie come out?
2024.
Oh, recently.
Actually, no, it might have been January. I think it was this year.
Really appropriate timing.
Yeah. It's up for an Oscar?
I thought they already did the Oscars.
They did. I didn't know if they won.
I thought I got an Oscar.
If it was 2024, they would have. 2025 is next year's. Would be next year's.
They won under the category of most Catholic.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Who won last year? Barbie.
Oh,
good to have you back, Lil.
Thanks.
We missed you. Corey doesn't fill your shoes.
Episode 140.
140, dude. We're halfway freaking there.
And
man.
Guess what that means? We have a new shirt that dropped today.
There it is. Can I grab it from you? Whoa.
Is your reverb on or something?
I remember. Nope. Dang it.
Oh. What does Andrew look like? Andrew looks like Jack Johnson or something with his outfit.
Jack Johnson, dude.
Jack Johnson.
I always got really. I didn't realize how.
I was trying to think
different
of
Jack Johnson
Asian
looked.
Jack Johnson. A Jacka Johnson.
A Jacka Johnson.
I don't know.
It's the fancy outfit and the flip-flops for me.
Dude, imagine just us singing Asian covers to Jack Johnson's music.
We're in a breaker.
Make a banana pancake.
I only know one song.
I know she's had.
Side of the town.
Oh.
So fun.
Jackie Johnson.
We can make that. Jackie, there we go.
There it is.
Jackie Chan Johnson.
Yeah.
Welcome to the stage.
I may have jumped the gun on thinking we were going to move into another segment with the reverb.
Well, we might as well.
Let's do it.
Do we need a song?
That's only if you want a song.
I do want a song.
What if she says no one day?
Then we will listen to her.
Because we respect women.
Yes.
Women!
Women! It's probably not picking up in that video. We're just yelling.
You don't think?
I don't know.
Surely it is. That was kind of a cool burp. Echo.
Sounds like we're in a cave.
Yeah, it does. All right, here we go.
We'll just sing. We'll think about something.
We'll think about something. We'll throw of it.
That funny.
Was it an accident?
Yes.
That's hilarious.
Speech impediment? Funny.
No, it's not what it meant.
That is what she meant.
That's when someone come up to her with a speech impediment, they would stutter or like lisp or something. She would laugh at them and then she'd be like, wait a minute, was that real? Yes. Oh, I'm so sorry.
All right, let's see what we got.
We have no Pope today. The chair is cold and bare. The white smoke fades to gray. The keys just sit and stare. We see his robe of white. The halls are echoing. I don't feel quite right with choirs that used to sing. Where is my Pope now? My sweet Jorge. Everything I love from Argentina fades away. The marble's chipped and worn. The ring has lost its glow. The people cry and mourn. We bury what we know. But Jorge, he's so strong. With his big white pointy hat, I've loved him all along. You've left me feeling fat. But Jorge had it all. 5'8" and pure. The papacy will fall. Adios, senor.
Wow. Was his name really Jorge?
Yeah.
Wow.
Rest in peace, Jorge.
We love you, Jorge. And good luck to the next Pope.
You know how they all have like a list of names?
Yeah.
To pick?
Yeah.
We should... This is terrible.
What?
Because they're not dogs, but we should name our dogs after them.
After the popes?
Yeah, all the names of the popes.
That's how we. That's how white people honor one another.
To me, it's a gift. It's a kindness.
Absolutely. I think it's I hope you guys know if any one of you dies untimely, and I will be naming a dog after you.
Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely.
I don't know if you can use my name, though, because it'll seem a little weird coming from you.
He'll call him Drew.
I'm Drew.
That'll work.
And
that'll work.
Beat all my dogs all the time. Get out of here,
sit.
Lily.
Sit, Josh. Bad boy.
Jane, I had a boyfriend in middle school.
Ew.
What? Oh, no. Finding out about this?
We had been dating for a while, and I discovered one time by going over to visit his family that he had a dog named Lily, and he had never told me about it.
Shoot.
On purpose.
I guess. Maybe he was embarrassed.
How young was this dog?
And when did he get the dog? Yeah.
It was old.
Okay.
It wasn't after me.
Well, speaking of a female dog named Lily.
Yeah, that's Rufus, but for some reason, our son likes to call her Lily. It's weird.
Yikes.
Thank you.
Yeah, that was good.
What'd you say?
I said, speaking of a female dog named Lily.
Watch it.
We have a question.
Joshua.
That was pretty good, dude.
Hey, whoa, whoa, whoa!
Hey!
Hey! Hey!
Whoa, that was way over the line.
Do you know how much this is?
this is my yellow Power Ranger.
This is a collectible.
You just got in a car wreck. I apologize.
Just a wheeze. If anything was, I do what's at stake.
Golly. Now I'm sweating.
We have a question.
I'm listening.
And unfortunately, Lil, again, we don't come up with these questions.
We can't.
We can't.
That's the rules we set.
They are sent in by the audience, and this question is for you, Lil.
All right.
Today's question, sent in by a viewer, one of you. Lily, where were you?
When?
Where were you?
Today?
I think you know what we're talking about.
Where were you, Lily?
During 9/11.
Well, we weren't going to ask that, but now we have questions.
Where were you April 21st, 2025?
I don't know. Look. When was that?
Yeah, let her come up with an alibi real quick.
Monday.
Where were you Monday?
Easter Monday. I went to the park in Umatilla with the girls. We played for an hour.
Just the girls?
Mm-hmm.
Anybody else see you there?
Yeah, a lot of people. There were a lot of people at the park. It's a popular park.
Okay. Mm.
There was another little girl named Lily there.
Right. Probably another dog there too, huh?
Sounds so made up. April 21st was the day we lost Jorge.
Mm-hmm.
You were at the park, huh?
I didn't know yet. Yeah, you told me already.
What's the name of the park?
I don't know. Umatilla Recreational Center or something like that. It's by Sensei Shuttle Farm.
Was it maybe the Vatican Park?
No.
Are you sure?
Because we have some pretty...
Oh, my gosh.
Damning evidence. Is that appropriate to say? Can you say that in regards to that?
Yeah, but whoa.
Because it's not a cuss word.
Some pretty,
no, but whoa.
Pretty darning evidence.
Pretty darning evidence.
Yeah. That we got sent to us by this viewer who also sent in the question. And we're scared, Lil. To be honest, to be quite frank, we're terrified.
To be honest.
I'm terrified.
I'm terrified as a friend.
Because can you explain this?
This is
you standing in the park of the Vatican.
Send it to the chat so she can see it.
With a bottle.
Why is my head so big? Why did you guys edit my head so big?
I don't know why she's laughing.
First of all, I mean, your head's always been that big.
You're holding a bottle that says Pope Poison?
What? Lily, why would you be holding that?
Why do I look like
So where Oompa were you Loompa? On April 21st? Apparently, according to the date at the bottom of the picture.
It's dated?
4/21/2025.
Well, you can't fake that.
The day that we lost Jorge. Holding a bottle of poison.
Pope poison.
Pope poison.
This is the scariest picture ever.
You're telling me?
Because this says a lot about you.
This says a lot about you. And I don't know how you're going to get out of this one. Don't know that. Hello?
I mean, what about your life? What about your future? What about your kids, Lil?
Yeah,
what about the kids? The Pope.
The fact that you haven't even have to say that out loud,
We weren't even accusing you of that.
He died of natural causes. He was sick.
We were just trying to figure out why you were taking a really, like, oddly timed photo
in front
of the Vatican.
We never accused you of killing the Pope. We were just asking where you were, and it seemed like you were in the Vatican. We never, ever accused you of killing?
That's what you were suggesting.
That's
who?
You're projecting now, Lil.
Us?
Because we would never suggest that. You're my wife.
Us?
That makes me sick that you would think that. I would think that. I'm just confused by this picture that's clearly dated 4/21/2025, holding a bottle of Pope poison in the Vatican. But I would never suggest that you would do it.
No, but not until you brought it up. And now I'm wondering, not only does she have a hand in this, but in 9/11 as well.
Yeah, because she seems suspicious about that as well.
Right off the gate.
Right off the plane, too.
What?
Look how ginormous they made my hand.
Who is they?
What are you talking about?
Well, I guess you guys heard it here first. Lily, she thinks this is funny, which is sad.
Yeah.
She killed the Pope. Or Michelle.
Did I say Michelle? I meant
Butterfly.
The butterfly is no doubt one of
This is the craziest picture on planet Earth.
You should see the unedited version.
It's wild.
You wouldn't like it.
My mom has been sending me the thumbnails, and she's like, who do I need to kill? Because you guys make me look like a monster.
That's so funny. That you make, though.
Well, first of all, not all of them are you, Andrew. Not all of them. We've had some terrible thumbnail faces grabs, but that's fine. That's part of it.
Can I tell you
something? It's supposed to be expressive.
Something
expressive.
I discovered about this shirt. The lady that sent it to me made this shirt. It's not a hand-me-down. She made it.
Yeah, that's why I couldn't believe you would wear it to something so horrendous.
We also mean no disrespect about the Pope thing. Yeah. But
no, we just know time has passed and people die, man. It's just unfortunate. And
we grieve through humor.
That is Amoking Kepinism.
Yes.
That's what I was going to say.
Yes, it
Amoking
is.
Did you hear Kepinism. Andy say, to be honest?
Yeah.
That's what he said.
Right.
Again, Lily just making fun
you
of speech
you murder people and you just try to make fun of my
stop.
Speech impediment. Go
okay,
for it.
You ready for this? These are some of the popes in the runnings.
Okay.
Said this to Lily last night. And there's a name of one of these or cardinals in the running for becoming pope.
Yeah.
There's a name. And just list, you'll know it
okay.
when you hear it.
Perfect.
Cardinal Luis Tagle from the Philippines is a front runner to be the first Asian pope. Referred to as the Pope Francis of Asia, with a heavy focus on social justice and caring for the poor.
Yay.
Italian Cardinal Pietro Parolin is 70. He served as Francis's Secretary of State, but he lacks pastoral experience.
Mm.
Another Italian, Cardinal Pier Battista Pizzaballa, is also on the short list. At 60, he's lived for the last 3 decades in the Middle
Pier Pizza Pizzaballa.
From Italy, Pizzaballa.
Dude, there was Batista in there. That's kind
of
cool.
Hear it again.
He's a Secretary of State, but he lacks pastoral experience. Another Italian, Cardinal Pier Battista Pizzaballa, is also on the
Pier Battista Pizzaballa. That's what it is.
Pizzaballa. I'm like, that Pier is the most Italian name I've ever
for
heard.
For real, we got to do it. I don't know if I can vote, but I'll vote for him just in case.
Pizzaballa.
We got to secure that, dude. That's awesome.
Dang, that's
Pier
crazy.
Pier Battista Pizzaballa.
Pier Battista Pizzaballa.
That's amazing.
Father Pizzaballa.
Please.
Pier Piozza.
What is Pier Battista Pizzaballa.
That is so cool.
That's great.
Yeah.
You they know nailed it whenever the cry in the hospital when we named, you know, it's, you know, what name were we joking about? Toby.
Oh, yeah, Toby.
The cry, 100%. They're like, yeah, that's Pier Battista Pizzaballa. For
that's
sure.
My son, Pizzaballa.
Away, away, away.
Is that an Italian cry?
Away. Mama. Mamma mia, my diaper folle. Hungry. La baba. Can I have the baba?
Okay, you guys.
So we did a live YouTube live
emergency
when
episode.
This comes out a week ago.
Yeah.
And it was great. We had a lot of fun.
Ton of fun. We had a ton of viewers in it, just engaging, asking questions.
Yeah.
It was crazy. It was nice to stay focused on like basically one thing the whole time.
Yeah.
Which is what we'll probably utilize that for in the future sometimes, maybe.
Definitely. And we had some weird people are calling the demon glitch.
Yeah, dude. That was terrifying.
So if you guys haven't seen the live, it's on our YouTube. It's called Emergency Episode Number 2.
I think if you back up to like 25 minutes.
Yeah, I think it was around like 25 or 28 minutes.
Yeah.
And we were talking about AI potentially being demon possessed. Because
mm-hmm.
It was, I was talking about my AI was just saying weird answers. And then I just completely glitched out.
You did
like
the,
on
the
yeah on the video
did.
And it was like Clinton, 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 and it goes beep, 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 beep.
That was good.
It and was then, glitched 6 times each time. That was a crazy thing.
Yeah, and then
wait,
you were making
it was 6 times each time.
That's what they said.
And how many times did it glitch?
3 times.
So how many glitches?
I mean
18?
200,000?
But then Andy was making fun of the Earl. You're laughing at it. And then you glitched out laughing about what just happened with the whole demon possession thing.
Yeah.
So that was fun. That was really cool.
And we didn't know about it until Lily called us in the middle of the live chat. And she's like, everyone's freaking out. And this is a big deal.
Yeah. We all heard it.
So creepy.
They were like, wait, what? Everybody was like, what's happening? It was crazy.
It was nuts. And that one, in those like 2 minutes, we received like 1,200 comments in the live chat. It was like, it was crazy.
You can't even read it. Yeah, it was nuts.
People were driving when it was happening too. It was wrecked.
Yeah.
It was so scary.
But we're definitely going to try to do more
Heck
YouTube lives.
That was so much fun.
But the other night, speaking of scary stuff, this was scary.
What happened?
So I got Ring for my house, you know?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. I can't even.
And you know the neighborhood alert?
Think about this.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever get the neighborhood alert? Yeah. So I woke up at 4:42 in the morning and saw I had two neighborhood alerts from 2 o'clock in the morning. And the first one said, loud knocks on our window tonight about 2:15 a.m. We are awakened to what sounded like a loud knock. And then another neighbor, because I looked it up, another neighbor that probably lived, I don't know, a couple miles away.
Yeah.
They said, like, at the same time, around the same time, they said, anyone hearing random humming from a female voice at this hour checked cameras and saw nothing.
Female humming?
Yeah. And then I'm like, immediately I'm creeped out. I'm just like, what?
Yeah.
This is 2 o'clock in the morning. And I go back and look at the person that said the knocking thing. Because they do like follow-ups in the comments and stuff.
Yeah.
And they said, I just saw that alert from the humming thing. And they said, I didn't want to say it because I thought I would sound crazy, but it sounded like a female voice humming around my outside of my house, like at the windows.
That's so scary.
Yeah.
Well, I don't want that.
No.
That's out of a horror movie, dude.
Did you figure it out?
No, they never figured it out.
There were multiple reports in my sector, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
Of a female humming?
Yeah.
It's like Nosferatu, but a chick.
It reminds me of the Russian dancing lady.
Oh, gosh, I hate that.
The Serbian dancing lady
trend. The Serbian.
Oh, that one's creepy.
Yeah, so I don't know what that was about.
Yeah, that's super weird. I wonder what that could be. I wonder if there's any correlation of stories of people hearing a woman humming. What are you doing out there, woman?
I don't want to look into it. I'm too scared.
Quit humming around my house. Do you have security lights?
We have Ring cameras.
We have one security light.
Yeah, you should get, like, especially on that.
We have
the back of your
house
like, just shows, like, yeah, like, just
yeah.
Big one under the yard.
Yeah.
So anyone tries to get into the yard, like, it immediately would just hit them.
Oh, my gosh, you guys are scaring me. I took a shower late last night, and it was, like, one of those, like, moments. You know that scary movie Psycho where she gets, like, stabbed in the shower? I'm going, we're so vulnerable.
Yeah.
In the shower?
Well, in life, generally. Jesus, come back. It's so scary.
I'm in the thread, and it said this happened multiple times to me a couple years back off another street in the area. Someone else said it happened to them at around 2 a.m., but it was 3 to 4 very abrupt knocks.
Oh,
there's
man.
Like a bunch of people who didn't want to call the cops for something that they heard and then went away. You know, it wasn't like an ongoing thing, but multiple people in that thread.
Well, what ends up happening to them?
Well, they buy Ring cameras and talk to their neighbors about it. So that's where they are.
If you don't hum back, she takes your vocal cords in the night. That's
Andy,
what I've heard.
Stop
that's what this,
it.
This is what I've heard. This is a rumor. That's what they're saying on my. Yep.
RFK talked about the same humming woman.
Yep.
Dang.
Dang.
He's out there, right, Gerald.
That's really good.
So yeah, that was my scary story.
I don't like that at all.
I don't like it either. You know what? I don't like that.
I think that I don't get scared very often, but I think the glitch thing scared me a little bit just because it was like so spooky and the sound of it, not knowing what it was. And then we waited on that email and then we heard the recording of it.
Yeah.
I've
put it out of my head immediately and I'm just thinking that it was nothing.
Chords.
Y'all's
I also haven't used ChatGPT since.
No. Y'all's reaction to the numbers was underwhelming. I thought that.
The numbers?
Yeah.
What numbers?
Six. You said six glitches happened 3 times.
Well, yeah, I know. Yeah, 3 sixes. Yeah.
Yeah, 666.
Yeah.
Don't say it.
Yeah.
Six. So now it's 4.
What was creepiest about it was the timing because you guys were literally on the subject of.
Yeah,
technology being demon possessed, and I was like,
right now I'm just calling it a really crazy coincidence.
It for sure.
That's so, never happened before.
That's never happened
that we've,
before.
But yet we've done lives before and it's never happened before.
Somebody went back through and said that we had every time we circled back to the topic is when another series of glitches would happen. They actually mentioned like the thesis of the section we were talking with the timestamp. So I don't know.
That'll be studied one day.
I'm convinced when you're using ChatGPT that it's listening to you while you're typing.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure you signed some kind of agreement. It's listening to you out loud.
Because I had it plugged into my computer, the audio, with ChatGPT pulled up. So.
Interesting.
Funny. It was pulling a prank on you. Thinks it's funny. Yeah. You're going to log on next time. They're going to be like, did you like that?
Could you imagine? Long time no see,
you
Joshua.
Know what I could see?
Funny We're, joke, right?
Our girls are going to be like adults, and maybe we'll have grandchildren, and they're going to be like, I use ChatGPT for they're gonna use AI is gonna be so integrated into their lives. We're gonna be like, you know, it's from the devil.
Yeah, for real.
We're literally gonna be like these old people.
Yeah, 100%.
Well, since we're on the topic of AI, I mentioned it on the live, but now I want to dive deeper into it.
Let's dive deep.
Okay. The theory is that whatever powers that be and AI. They are purposely making words disappear.
Ew.
Yeah. And so I saw this. It's from the account Ask Tuesday on TikTok. And I actually have used ChatGPT since that incident because I was trying to ask it about this. And but as I was typing out, let me back up first. So the theory is, not the theory, what they say is happening is between October 2023 and February 2024, over 11,000 English nouns dropped in usage by more than 80%. So it's not slang or outdated terms. It's functional vocabulary. And so some of the examples that they gave were the word threshold, repetition, resolve. So those are some of the examples that they gave.
Okay.
Terms connected to boundary setting, identity, and memory recall. So AI flagged the terms, assuming it was a content drift, but the rate of disappearance is too fast for culture. Basically, like, they're going away too fast. It's not leaving the culture. It's like they're purposely getting rid of these words or using the words on AI softwares.
Interesting.
But why is that?
Yeah, what's the motive, I guess?
We're getting to it, and it's creepy.
We're jumping again.
So apparently they looked deeper into it, and what they found was structural, large-scale neural feedback models now optimized for engagement by removing emotionally heavy terms that cause user hesitation. I know that was too smart for me to say.
So words that have a negative connotation in a way, we associate it with something negative?
Yeah. Well,
or charged?
Yeah.
It just bogs the quickness and the response.
But 1984, they said, what was it? That's not optimization. That's linguistic erosion.
Yeah.
And once a word falls below 2% of network visibility, it triggers the vanishing word protocol, reclassify it, downrank it, replace it, not delete it, just less shown, less spoken until one day you reach for a word like integrity and it's no longer in your mouth or your feed or in your memory.
That's terrifying.
Yeah. And so I asked when I was typing this out, because I was asking about it and like, I've not heard anything about these 11,000 words, whatever. And it was like super broad. And so I was typing, do you know anything about the term vanishing word protocol when it comes to AI or the internet? And as I'm typing, it said network error occurrence in my ChatGPT just stopped working.
Interesting.
And I'm like, dude, come on.
They're rigging it, dude.
And then I put it back in. Like, I haven't heard that. Can you point me to where you did hear that so I can work backwards?
Is there a guy that's sweating on the other end going, override, override?
But what I found interesting was in the book 1984 by George Orwell, explored the concept of eliminating words through the invention of newspeak, the official language of the totalitarian regime. The idea was that by reducing the number of words in a language, the regime could limit the range of thought,
yeah,
essentially making certain ideas unthinkable.
Yeah. Literally.
Because our brain can't comprehend anything that we, you know, that's out of our reality.
Well, and you don't have language to articulate a certain emotion or a certain thought.
Yeah.
So we already are very limited language already. Yeah. So it makes sense that they just like keep chipping away at it.
So Orwell's big idea was by eliminating words, you eliminate concepts. No words for freedom, then freedom itself becomes a foreign, even unthinkable idea.
Oh my gosh, this is what I've been saying. Literacy, the ability to be literate and articulate yourself opens a door for anything. You could do anything or be anyone. Yeah. Words are everything.
Yeah.
This is so scary.
Yeah, because words, they're attached to feelings, they're attached to ideas. And so if you slowly eliminate words that are attached to concepts or ideas, then in not that long, like in a couple of generations, there's going to be kids that have no idea what certain things are because there's not even a word to it.
Yeah.
You know?
And there's historic precedents for trying to control words. Like look at like the Protestant Reformation and how they were trying to control like scripture being accessible, like being just in Latin or original languages into the people's tongue. They didn't want that because if people had the power to know and to understand, then it was a threat to their power. So this has been done before.
Yeah, that's how they enslave people is by taking away their literacy. And also women, like countries where women aren't allowed to learn how to read, it's to keep them behind.
Yeah. It's crazy. It's a terrifying thought.
Yeah.
It seems so far-fetched. But like, if you do think about it, it's just like, it's slowly just taking away certain aspects of society to where one day your kids are just going to be like, I've never heard of that. What is...
Oh my gosh,
guys. I mean, yeah, everything's digital. All it takes is...
Yeah,
I mean, a universal system dropping in some code and eliminating this type of language.
And then
because we're all learning from the web. So it's whatever they want to give us.
Yeah.
And there's like the dark way of looking at it, like where it's an intentional, like, you know, we're trying to eliminate things on purpose. But there's also like multiple languages don't have the same words. So the most efficient model is to like come up with a central shorthand across different, you know, ethnicities and languages and cultures. But by doing that, it's like food. You know, you can have a simple, you know, you can do it week in, week out, school cafeteria lunch. It's basic and it's terrible. Or you can have like vastness of cultural, you know, cuisine. Like, just because something's efficient doesn't make it best. But I don't know that AI models understand that. And that's like assuming that there isn't some evil overlord like trying to diminish us.
Well, let's just play that there is this overarching, you call it Illuminati, whatever, dark power
World
that is trying
forum.
To change the structure of which society thinks, the whole world thinks. China, starting off with China, they have come out and said that starting September 1st, 2025, AI will be mandatory in schools for children starting at 6 years old.
Oh my gosh.
So AI is going to start teaching the children of China. And then the U.S., several states in the U.S. have passed bills mandating AI in course curriculum. South Korea, first country in the world to introduce AI textbooks nationwide. And in the U.K., 60% of teachers are already using AI for work-related tasks. That's from Dylan Page. Shout out.
Hey,
a man on the inside.
Our favorite CIA member.
Yeah. So if we're talking about AI is purposely, or whoever's controlling AI or whatever, is purposely trying to eliminate words. There's been 11,000 well-known nouns that are losing or that are being taken off of AI or they're not using those words in 1 year. And now we're going to start teaching our children from AI. They're not going to know these words.
Yeah, they're going to learn exactly what they hope for, like what they plan.
Yeah.
And there's precedent for this, too. Like we talked about, was it the Rockefellers that had their hand in American education?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Right? So they're doing it again over there. The powers that be want to control education so that they can keep everybody in a mental cubicle moving in line in conformity to their agenda rather than being you know, open-minded free thinkers.
In China, you're so right. Yeah, in China, their excuse is they're trying to prepare the future that's going to be dominated by AI, which logically makes sense, right?
Right.
Like if AI is taking off and we know that this is the next leap in the technology industrial revolution, tech revolution, yeah. whatever, then it would make sense to teach the next generation about AI and how to use it. But if that's their primary source of education, then it will completely mold and manipulate the young minds, you know?
It's just so scary because we've had so many technology jumps in the course of the last 100 years or whatever, you know? And I feel like as a culture, we have not even caught up to the impact that the internet has had on the research. Like, what are the implications of someone growing up and not learning how to research or find out these questions for themselves?
Yeah.
You know, that's what does that do to our psychology?
The leaps between technological advances are getting smaller and smaller. Mm-hmm. Like the spaces of time between each of it. And now we're not even able to look at a culture and see how it's affecting it in the long run. Like it's going to be crazy 50 years from now to look back and look at all the whatever substances or chemicals that we allowed in our food.
Yeah.
All of this technological advancements that we're making and edits that they're doing to it. Like we have no way of knowing the impact.
That's why reading is reading books is
parents,
very important.
Be in protest to what's happening by enforcing reading in your home and allowing your kids to develop a love for reading like hard text and like real books and stuff like that and finding these old words. They're going to be old words. That's why I'm so excited for this classical education because they focus on reading and logic and grammar and things that are apparently going to be extinct.
There's even scriptural like references and how to combat stuff like this. I don't want to misquote him, but John Piper does a thing where he's talking about Sabbath and he's like, if you're in a particular line of work, so he references like mental versus like physical. He's like, if you labor 6 days a week with your mind, Sabbath with your hands. And so the concept of like spending a portion of your week full in on a certain type of thing, but then taking that break away from it, I think is scriptural and I think is healthy, especially for parents who are trying to raise kids who will be competent in the future, but also not slaves to what the future looks like.
Yeah. I'm reading a book right now that was written in the 1970s and there's so many words in it. I'm like, I have no idea what that word means.
Really?
Yeah. So I'm like looking it up. I'm like, oh, I think I knew that.
Yeah.
But it's just like, you just forget it because it's not in front of your face all the time.
Totally. Yeah. That makes
it so important.
Sense.
Also, Lily uses really big words, especially with the girls.
I heard you saying something about that earlier. Yeah, I want like a list of the words.
I need to start making a list because I ask her something. Like, what does that word mean? I'm like, it's great.
Soap?
Though.
Soap? You know what soap means, Jess?
Not familiar.
You said do the dishes? I don't know what that means.
Foreign language.
Yeah.
That's how I felt my first week at Bible college because I came in as a third year. And I'm sitting in, you know, classes where everyone's using like sanctification and propitiation. And I'm like,
Christianese,
just nodding my head. And then immediately I actually got in trouble in a class. My professor was like on a rant, literally like got angry. And he was like, Mr. Saludes, I have no idea what you could possibly be doing on your computer right now. I haven't started giving notes. And I was like, I turned my computer around slowly, embarrassed as heck. And I was like, I'm looking up the word you just used. He apologized in front of the class. He was like, I'm sorry. You didn't deserve that. It's been a long day. It means this. I just like turned my computer back around at just feeling everyone staring at me.
Oh, no.
Well, how do you feel about like in colleges? Because I saw a video of this girl that was using AI for note taking.
I've seen this.
Yep. And the professor was yelling at the student saying, you can't do that.
I'm against that.
I mean,
against what?
I think the professor was wrong.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I agree with you.
Because, but so everyone's like, well, AI is going to write the papers and kids won't know stuff. Here's the thing. You can solve the entire problem by, instead of doing papers, make the classroom like a hands-on experience, make kids articulate what they know. Like if they're communicating verbally, doesn't matter what AI wrote. If you can regurgitate
what you've
AI
learned it.
Wrote.
Yeah.
Okay,
it.
Cool. You're quoting the paper, then you know it. And so
also to be a teacher is to adapt and know your audience.
Yeah.
If you're saying I'm going to be a educator to this generation of college age kids, then guess what? That comes with everything that college age comes with.
Yeah.
And that's new technology. That's new habits. That's all that stuff. The kid wants to record a conversation, upload it to AI thing, and actually sit there in class and just listen and not worry about
taking all the notes.
They can go back and look back. That's going to be organized.
Yeah.
Not everyone has the same opportunities in high school or middle school or parents that push them to be good note takers, to listen well, and they have to learn.
I'm a terrible note taker.
It's a tool.
Yeah.
But if you're not using the tools, that's on you.
Dude, and that's what AI, that's one of the benefits of AI, I think. That's what we're supposed to be using it for.
That's what's scary is that it has so many benefits.
There's give and take to everything. Yeah,
yeah, but there's so much danger involved with it as well.
But that's everything. That's the internet. I mean, you could literally, there's so many bad things on the internet. There's such terrible things with uses of our phones. I mean, everything is permissible, but not everything is beneficial. That's what the Bible says. So you can have a lot of it. It may be fine, but you know what? Is it the best thing for you? And so I think there's that line. You just really have to know, I'm not willing to take this line. Even if it is going to help me, even if it's going to lead to something else.
This conversation, in 30 years, it's going to be like,
yeah,
rolling like people from like the 1940s talking about their kids reading comic books and how terrible.
We're the cavemen. We're the cavemen of this whole thing. But I mean,
there's going to be a shift. They're going to know when AI came into humanity, there will be a shift.
Do you think?
Consider that. Okay, I'm listening to that book, right? Hold On to Your Kids. I forget the guy that everybody listened to it. If you're a parent, it's like amazing. It's got
some of the things I don't agree with, but
Gabor Mate is the co-author. He's all over TikTok right now. Gordon Newfield is the doctor, and it talks about attachment between parent and child. But I'm on the subject right now. He did it afterward. It's at the end of the book. He uploaded it a couple of years ago, but this book is from a while back, talking about the digital age. And there was a rhetoric going around initially when like the internet came out and phones and technology and all that stuff that you could put in your pocket, cell phones, whatever. They were saying you need to have your kid on this stuff regularly so that they can assimilate and they can learn and be on track with their peers when it comes to technology education. And parents are like, this is good for my child, right? And look at the impact now that it's having on our kids. It's ruining them. It's ruining their attention spans. They can't learn. They're angry. Have you seen the kids that are like iPad kids and their parents like one day wake up and they're like, we're going to get rid of this iPad?
Yeah.
Their teeth hurt. The kids are like having true withdrawals and their teeth are hurting. We had to get ahead of this.
Well, my question
though is AI is definitely speeding us up, right? Like we can sit through way more meetings, like on a professional level, we can do like 3 meetings back to back because we know we don't have to retain it because AI is taking the notes.
Yeah.
And so the speed at which we're moving, I feel like technology is outpacing what the human mind. You talk about like dopamine depletion and all these other things. And so I think we're getting to a place where AI moves faster than, like, I don't think we're going to evolve to a place where we keep up within the life cycle of this tech boom.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I think we're going to come to a place where, like, we're being efficient. We're getting more done than we've ever done. But you talk about the rise in depression.
Yeah.
You talk about, you know.
Or you just, definitely.
Like,
or
just burnout.
Complete dependency on this technology too, because we can't keep up anymore.
Which crumbles. If anything goes wrong, we have a big blackout.
Yeah,
we're donezo.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, imagine. I mean, especially people who haven't developed their own, just ability to live a normal human life and
their own thought process.
Yeah.
What are some ways? Because we all use AI. Like we've sped up our me and Andy cutting reels, you going burning through the podcast. Like we're moving way faster than we did when we started the show.
Yeah.
Like what are some practical ways? And I know there's a comedy podcast, and I'm taking a serious turn, but like what are practical ways that you've found to combat like that level of burnout and that pace? For me, it's been like the woods. Like I notice if I actually go and surf or go and fish or go in the woods and I'm like looking out at a horizon. I remember the first time I went deer hunting last year and I just sat. The guy next to me was like, my guide was like whispering and he was talking. And you know, every time it was just silent, like I'm not throwing shade, Riley, you're free to talk to me. But like when it was silent, I was looking out and I just was like, this is the deepest breath that I feel like I've taken in months. And so I think getting in nature and just looking out at the horizon with no tech in hand is like super healthy. Is there anything you guys have been doing that's like helped?
I mean, just reading.
Yard work.
Yeah, I'm like reading now.
Yeah.
For the first time in a long time.
And you do yard work.
Yeah, you freaking love yard work.
Yeah, you got to disconnect. You have to. I love just hanging out with the girls, having fun, actually laughing, man. Like, I'm just even realizing, like, I'm seeing my girls' smiles more. And Demi has such a full smile now. Mm-hmm. She's almost 10. So it's like, there's no more gaps or anything. It's crazy to me. But it's stuff like that. Like, that's just like, you got to cling on to the realities of life and what God's given us. And yeah, we can enjoy AI. We could enjoy our own work, whatever. But at the end of the day, we just have to have a complete hold on to what's true.
Yeah.
And man, it's getting so much harder and more difficult to realize people are falling for, you know, false stuff all the time. The truth is, it's muddying the waters a little bit, which is kind of tough.
I also been really getting into like ballet and stuff.
Yeah,
I know. You seem a lot more flexible.
Yeah.
I thought that was you.
Yeah.
I saw you.
What's your favorite pose?
Oh, just your typical nutcracker.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
I love that, dude. That's awesome. What's the play?
My mind was searching for any type. I'm like, what's a ballet? I only know the nutcracker.
The nutcracker pose, yeah. Yeah. Well, it's very brave of you to do that, man. That's awesome.
Love the nutcracker.
Yeah, man. Yeah. That's great.
It took months to master it, but.
Yeah. Speaking of nutcrackers, though.
Yeah. Don't go anywhere. Don't you ever do that again.
I alley-ooped you.
Perfect.
See you later, alligator. Well, I went to SundayCoolSwag.com, got me a shirt for me and my mom. It says, see you later. It's really cool. Gotta check it out. It's Sunday Cool.
SundayCool.com. SundayCoolSwag.com.
Is that it?
See you later, alligator. That's what your dad said.
Thanks for watching the ad.
When he abandoned you.
Couldn't come up with anything, huh?
No.
She just had to hit me below the...
It's the cinematic event of the year. Critics say incredible, jaw-dropping, action-packed with savings.
You're talking about Thunderbolts?
No, Sergey. It's 2-for-1 cinema tickets from Compensa Market. A wonderful offer.
So?
That you can use to see Marvel Studios Thunderbolts only in cinemas.
Woohoo! I'll get the popcorn.
Get 2-for-1 cinema tickets every Tuesday or Wednesday with Compare the Market. Simples!
When you take out a qualifying product to Compare the Market. One membership per year, participating cinemas, 2 standard tickets only, cheap as free. T's and C's apply.
Bell. All right.
And we're back.
Well, we just figured out that I accidentally kicked the cable to Lily's camera, so... You guys know it by now if it did work or didn't work.
But she's back now.
Here I am.
But now you can see her.
Is there a memory card in there?
No.
How do you guys do it? Memory cards?
Yep. SD cards. Speaking of SD cards and memory cards.
Yeah, I was actually going to say that.
Memory cards are like the brains.
Yeah.
To a camera.
Sure.
And our version of a memory card...
I'm with you.
...is our brains.
I'm catching up.
And if we want our memory card brain to work...
I'm with you.
...we need the proper nutrients...
Almost
...to keep
there.
It going.
Yes.
Magic Mind.
Whoa.
Magic Mind, baby.
You
see how
no
I did that?
I had no idea where you were going with that.
We just got a package literally right now.
That's actually sick.
They're like jewels.
Look at that. And they got some new stuff. They got Magic Mind Free, which is caffeine-free Magic Mind now. Their original Magic Mind and Magic Mind Max.
Max.
Yeah, baby.
Listen,
yeah.
You guys want a clear energy. You want something that's going to just clear your head of all the gunk and all the worry, all the stress. Listen, Magic Mind's where it's at. When I drink Magic Mind, my mind explodes with thoughts of creativity, of love, and of kindness. I don't know why you wouldn't want that.
Why wouldn't you want that?
Drink a Magic Mind today because it changed my life.
It says the Magic Mind, the new Max. It says our nano encapsulation process allows us to time release the additional caffeine over 6 to 7 hours.
What? I thought it took at least twice as long.
No.
Shorter.
Wow.
I mean, twice as short.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Thanks, Magic Mind.
Magic Mind, you're the best.
So go to magicmind.com/ninja and use the code ninja20 to receive a significant discount on your Magic Mind.
And drink what the ninjas drink.
I needed that before my road trip. That sounds perfect.
Thanks, Magic Mind.
Thank you, Magic Mind.
See that?
There's a trash can right there, bud.
It's like extended release Magic Mind.
Oh, I'm not happy about that camera.
I want to beat it up.
Wait, throw it back to me.
You yelled at everyone with the camera.
She is on this camera, too. So we can...
Ooh, yeah, we can just do widening.
We can cut to her in the room.
Yeah, so that's good.
Wait, give it to... Wait, wait.
You missed it.
She wants a second shot.
No, you lost your chance.
Give me another chance. If I make this, you have to be happy.
No.
Swat.
Hey!
Ah! Bad mood Josh. Here he is.
If I make this, you have to be double happy.
Dang it. No, double mad.
Double mad. Oh, no. This is really going to be rough.
Dang.
This is going to be real rough.
Do you know what time it is?
Question corner, question corner, question corner with Lily, where the questions are fresh on her mind.
This is so sad.
Not the hype horn.
Okay.
The high what?
Hype horn.
Hype horn.
Hype porn. I heard the
air
same
horn,
thing too.
Air horn.
I had to correct it in my head. Okay. All right, everybody. I consulted our Discord. What?
Go. Keep talking for the love of Almighty.
I consulted our Discord chat. Stop it!
You gotta push through.
Episode's done. We're done.
We're done. No. We're over.
I consulted our Discord group through our Patreon. So if you're interested in chatting with us,
link in the bio.
Go to Patreon. .com/ninjas. This is from Jay Deadman, is his username. If you were abducted, this is a hilarious question. If you think about it, really good.
Do the question.
If you were abducted by aliens, what tactic would you use to convince them to take you home? How are you pitching them to send you back?
I would just pee and poop on myself.
They're expecting that.
I guess, yeah.
I would say...
I'd fall desperately in love with the leader.
Yeah.
I'd fall desperately in love. Like, it would be
that's
like...
good.
As soon as I look up, like, after I'm getting probed, I, like, look back, I look him in the eyes, and it's like that Dreamweaver, like, slow motion.
Yeah.
Dreamweaver.
Yeah. Wayne's World, dude.
Yeah, so Wayne's World.
That's probably what I do.
They'd probably be trying to study you, so you got to do, like, you know, can't predict the next move. I just try to be as erratic and, like, weird as possible.
Yeah, like you have rabies.
Yeah, like, yeah. They have no, what is this? This is not, this is, like, an outlier in our sample size. Like, we got to put that one back.
Or yeah,
just,
you,
like, pretend I'm, like, a furry and, like, act like a dog.
Yeah, yeah. Be way too happy to be there. Yeah. Way too happy.
Guys, this is awesome.
I can't wait to stay forever here. With you, right here, always by your side.
I'm going to be here forever. Can I stay here forever? I would really love to be here forever.
Please let me hold your hand.
That's what you were going to say. What I would do is I would try to convince them that they had, like, the wrong species.
Mm.
I would be like, no, you guys are missing it. We are, like, set of a low intelligence.
That would not work.
We planet. Poop out our mouth.
They'd be like, we know exactly who you are.
No, they
we
don't.
Have your DNA right here.
I would be
here.
Like, you're missing the secret.
And, no, we're not. We're very intelligent. We've actually been here for thousands and thousands and thousands of years before
Let me pitch.
Humans were even formed.
He's the alien. You got to pitch it to him.
Yeah, I'm the alien.
You've got us all wrong.
Do I?
Look at our history. We destroy each other.
Look we're at selfish. The pyramids. We built them.
No, you guys did.
What? I said
exactly
we
what
built
said.
Them.
Oh.
He said, no, you guys did.
Exactly. You're not going anywhere. You're going
no, back in the jail
further,
cell.
That further affirms my point. What you really need to go after are the spiders.
Oh, yeah?
They're
okay.
Highly intelligent.
Hey, Klebo? She said we got to go after the spiders. Okay, yeah, yeah, you're not going anywhere.
You're just standing by the camera and you're taking it out on me.
No, I'm taking it out on the fact that I'm an alien and your thing will not work.
I don't want them going back for another human.
Oh, we're going back for plenty of more.
Plenty of more.
Yeah, plenty of more.
All day long. Everyone's dead.
Sorry.
Fine.
Beeble bop. Beeble. I'm sorry. I don't trust you.
I think you're full of baloney.
Anyway, that was my question from Jay Deadman.
Dude, is this
anytime I'm mad at Lily, I just talk in an alien voice, my true feelings.
I'm upset with you now.
I'm not upset with you.
It feels like you are.
No, I'm mad at the situation.
There is no situation.
The situation is we might not have the first half of this episode of your game review.
You get to hear my beautiful voice.
Should I just use the photo of her with the Pope ball
just the whole time?
Yeah.
Please don't.
Just full frame. I'll stretch it to
fill
it.
We'll figure it out.
Yeah.
Anyways,
let's do old
footage of Lily and just the mouth won't sync up.
Yeah, if you could go back to every episode and find the word that she has said.
That's perfect. Yeah. Splice it all together.
Yeah.
We don't use many words anymore, so that should be easy.
True.
Mm. Speaking of alien invasion, can I talk about that Betty Barney Hill thing that I found?
Yeah, if you want to skip Andrew's reel.
Oh, gosh. Golly, yeah. We can't do that.
No, we can't
Sorry.
Do that.
We can't do
that.
That
was a joke, because you're setting it up for after the reel.
Of course I am.
Andrew, here's what that be.
Yeah.
I'm an alien. Boo. And I want to see something. A reel?
A reel.
From Andrew.
Yes, please.
Ew, Lily, you're not going anywhere.
I don't know. I was getting in and I lost it.
So it's okay. This, I hate this. I hate this. I hate this. This is Paige's greatest fear as a teacher. This is why you shouldn't send your kids to public school.
Nice. Lice.
This Put is, her on this, some is ice. This is crazy. How does it get this bad?
Okay. Ready? 3, 2, 1.
Okay.
Oh, no, this poor girl.
Oh, I'll take that.
Yeah,
oh, Lordy. That is. Are those all live?
Bro.
Dude. This poor girl. How did it get so bad?
That's what I'm saying.
Man, at that point, buzz cut. Buzz cut, babe.
Oh, my gosh.
Hey, I gave the girl buzz cut today, honey.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Dude, it just gets worse.
Now I'm going to feel like my head's itchy this whole episode.
I hated that.
Dude, I almost made a lice joke to Kelsey like at night when we were laying down. And I know I literally held back because I'm like,
she
will not take this as a joke.
Yeah. Have you ever had lice?
I don't think so.
Look at him.
Yeah, of course I have. Took all of it. No, I don't think so. I think Demi had it when she was a kid from like some daycare or something. It was a nightmare, but.
I've never had it, but every time there's like a case in one of the school's pages worked at, yeah. I mean, for like 2 months, every single day when she gets home, she's like, I have to sit there. I'm like, I am sure you don't have it, but.
Where do they originate
from? Can you
from?
Get lice?
Huh?
Can you get lice?
Why would I not be able to?
Because your hair is a little more coarse. Isn't that a thing?
Wasn't that like a Hispanic little girl?
He gets
like
rice.
The same hair. I don't know. Me.
He gets rice. Just comb your hair. It's rice.
Why is that the joke that got you guys?
just combing his hair.
Oh no!
Rice.
We got rice.
I've never had lice. I'm really scared of it.
You sure? See some stuff pouncing up there.
Oh my gosh, really?
Crawling, yeah, 100%.
I've heard that lice
I figured
don't
it was just
like
dandruff.
A dirty, greasy head.
Yeah.
And I don't wash my hair ever. So.
Yeah. Well, you have got beautiful locks. Everyone loves them. Everyone drop a comment for Josh's beautiful head of hair.
Too bad they're fake.
Yep.
Okay, aliens.
Yes, Betty Barney Hill. So you remember that story? Lil?
No.
Betty and Barney Hill. Remember?
Oh, yeah, from the show.
Interracial couple in the 50s or 60s.
American
right?
Horror Story.
Yeah, basically, yeah. And so they're driving, they see a UFO. This is long story short, because it's really told. It's like High Strange, right?
Yeah.
I thought it was.
Yeah.
And it just, they tell it super well on there. But there's a detail that really stuck out, because while they are up there talking with these aliens, it was a long kind of thing, and they were able to really go back and forth with communication of them. They even to the point where they pulled out Barney's teeth
because
he had dentures, and they couldn't understand how his teeth came out and hers didn't. And so she was using that, just talking back and forth, explaining to them that it was dentures, all this stuff. And there was one point where she saw what we would call paper, just a notebook of journal, and she was looking at it, and it looked like this map of stars. Right? Just little dots, about 20, 25, 6 dots with lines and stuff. And so she was asking about this, and she was just kept asking more questions and where are you from and all these things. And the guy was being really weird, not answering, the alien guy. And the alien guy looked at her at one point after asking questions about all these dots and all these markings, what they meant. He said, there's really no point in telling you, there's really no point in telling you where I'm from if you don't even know where you're at.
Ew.
And so when they get dropped back down, she goes and she takes a piece of paper and she draws what she saw. Right? The 26 dots with the lines, the circles, everything building out. And apparently when this got documented, people checked it and it was checked by multiple scientists and they just couldn't figure out what it is because they're thinking maybe, well, if this is our sun, this would mean these things would exist over here. And it was markings that she wouldn't know how to explain. She just said, this is what I saw.
Yeah.
And so it was years and years that went by and until a scientist was looking through a telescope and they just started connecting certain dots. And when they brought it back, it was the exact same star map that she had written 10 years ago. I just sent you the picture.
Wow.
Dude, no.
They did not discover that until a decade after their abduction.
Holy smokes.
Is that not wild? I mean, if that's not the most obvious proof of something really weird happening,
what?
I don't know what is.
Well, where is that?
Well, the sun is, let's see here. The sun is apparently that dot right there.
Oh, okay.
Our sun.
Our sun is the top dot right there. And so everything that she pointed out was true. And apparently these aliens are from the Zeta Reticuli is what they're called.
Zeta Reticuli.
A binary star system with two sun-like stars. Do what?
Sounds like a cardinal running for the papacy.
I would have said reticuli.
Reticuli.
Yeah. Reticuli. That's that crazy.
Wild? Dude,
that's
I love insane. That story. And the fact that like I just found that detail on a subreddit that's getting a lot of traction right now. It's pretty great.
It has two sun-like stars.
Yeah.
That'd be nuts.
Huge.
Dude, that's insane. I mean, it's dead on.
Yeah. I mean, how do you just make that up?
So wait, where was she? Was she on a ship?
She was on the ship whenever this was happening.
Ugh,
having this conversation with aliens, dude.
What ended up happening to them after that? Like, because American Horror Story depicts that they go to an insane asylum. But
no, I mean, they continue to be advocates and helping a lot of other people with their stories of trying to, like, figure out what really happened to them. But, yeah, I mean, the thing is they were an international couple at that time. That was not great. Yeah. So them coming out really put them under the spotlight and a lot of ridicule, a lot of the stuff. But they haven't changed their story. Things like this happen, and it to me confirms it.
What's up with the teeth thing?
That was just a detail that I thought was
her
really interesting.
Her teeth didn't come out?
Because Barney had dentures, and so his teeth came out, and they're looking at her teeth.
The aliens.
Yeah, the aliens, not knowing why her teeth don't come out.
Oh, weird.
And so they were kind of blown away by that. And so it's just, they were just learning. But I hate that line. It's like, I'm not going to tell you where we are, where I'm from, if you don't even know where you're at.
Ugh.
I'm like, that's so scary.
Don't like that.
Yeah, wild stuff. Absolutely crazy.
Don't like that at all.
No.
Speaking of aliens, though, I also have aliens to speak about.
More? More? Is this the good stuff that you're talking about?
No, the AI was the good stuff I was talking about, but this is also good. Well, that was the good stuff? Oh, boy.
Oh, man. Okay.
All right.
I thought it was awesome.
It was great.
Yeah. The Havmussuds.
Havmussuds.
The Havmussuds.
What is that?
They are a race of beings that the Paiute people talk about.
Mm.
Okay.
So Paiute Native Americans.
Yeah.
This tale comes from an interview in the 1930s with Paiute Native American woman named Chief Frank or Little Buck.
Chief Little Buck.
Yeah, Chief Little Buck.
Chief Frank.
Cool. Yeah, or Chief
Miss
Frank.
Miss Chief.
Miss Frank.
To us.
But she That's spoke Mrs. to this Frank, journalist.
To be frank.
You guys, you want to keep going back?
Hey, let us make the jokes and then you can move on.
She was speaking to she told this whole story to this journalist named James Donahue. Wait, that sounds really familiar.
Yeah.
James Donahue. I'm James Donahue. Yeah.
Walter Cronkite.
But it's crazy. And she says the Paiutes, they speak of this race of beings called the Havmussuds. But they're described as pale-skinned, blue-eyed people who lived in the, I don't know how to pronounce this, the Panamint? Panamint. Panamint Mountains of California.
Okay.
Near Death Valley. which we talked about Death Valley.
Interesting.
But according to the story, they arrived thousands of years ago, possibly by air, and ended up settling underground.
Wow.
They allegedly created a vast subterranean city beneath the Panamites. California Mountains. complete with technologies far beyond the indigenous tribes of that time. And they were known for flying silver ships, or what the natives called them, sky boats.
Wow.
But they talk about this technology that they had. They had ray weapons, apparently, what they describe. And it says that they would hold these silver tubes, and when they would shoot them, beams of light would basically disintegrate people. And they had, they called it gliding craft or sky boats, silent, and they said that they could fly great distances over a short time, and sometimes they would see them flying to the stars. And then they had metal tools. The metal tools, that's the one that I thought was absolutely fascinating, because it says that these tools didn't wear out. The machines that could, or they were machines that could cut through rock effortlessly. And it said they described them as even melting the rock.
Oh my gosh.
Which we've talked about that before, right? Like legends in South America. And even in Egypt, they talk about the way that this stuff is made. It looks effortless. And it, like, it looks like it could potentially have been melted rock.
Yeah, but that also could be explain all those ancient cities that went away with a rapid, intense heat.
Yeah.
I mean, because it could be used for a weapon and as a tool.
Yeah. But they supposedly built massive underground halls and cities carved into marble, complete with lighting that didn't rely on fire, is what they talked about.
Oh my gosh.
What? The architecture is described as glowing, with the walls that gave off light. And they said that compared to like what they described today, it's like they looked like cathedrals of marble underground.
Wow.
Very similar to the guy that we talked about a couple weeks ago with the Death Valley.
That's what I was thinking.
Going into this, it looked like just polished marble.
Yeah.
Very interesting stuff.
I mean, who says they're not connected, right?
Yeah. But when taught of like what were their interactions like, the Paiute people and these alien dudes, they said that they communicated through telepathy.
Oh, boy.
Always, dude, right?
Always. They didn't use telepathy. They said that they would speak directly to our minds without moving their mouths.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, freaky. But the initial contact, according to the story, the Paiutes first encountered the Havmasuves while traveling through the California mountains. The Havmasuves were not aggressive, and there was a period of peaceful interaction. They would trade knowledge and goods. In some stories, they helped the Paiutes during times of famine and drought. So, I mean, that's very comparable to the Watchers, teaching them skills of agriculture, technology, all that stuff.
Yeah.
Also, the location, California. I mean, we the Lizard City. We talk about all the Aztecs. I mean, that's, yeah.
Yeah.
Going
so,
crazy there.
Over time, the Havmasuves withdrew further underground as more settlers and other tribes entered the area. Some versions say that they feared aggressions of the, quote, white man, the European settlers, while others suggest that they were simply finishing their mission or returning to isolation. And in one version, a group of Paiutes followed the Havmasuves into a cave entrance, but were turned back by light beams or strange energies. After that, the entrance was supposedly sealed. Some say it was by a rock slide. Others say the Havmasuves themselves sealed it up.
Yeah.
Wow.
But
story after story, man.
Yeah. Insane. And then I'm like, well, what are the other comparable, like, Native American stories? Like, are there any that speak of beings like this?
Sure.
There's plenty.
Oh, snap.
Yeah.
Just in that region or all over?
All over North America.
I mean, that's the thing, like the Paradise Show on Hulu, when they have the city that goes underground because of the war, you know, the war on Earth. I mean, who knows, man? I mean, it's huge. I mean, there's so much of our Earth that we haven't explored. And we have all these caves that have their own ecosystems. They're so big.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
Like, who? Yeah.
I
why
know
couldn't there be stuff in there?
How connected all of those cave systems are, you know, like the East Coast stuff to the West Coast. Who's to say that they don't connect?
Yeah.
And our minds just don't go, oh, there's stuff underneath us. It's like, no, everything's above. Like, that's just, we don't even, it's like the vocabulary thing. It's not even in our mind that there could be something underneath.
I know. So the Hopi tribe, they talk about the ant people, which I think we may have mentioned before, but that was in Arizona. It says that they lived underground. They built cities underground, and that they were pale and had large eyes. The Navajo, Southwest U.S., so that's close to that region, they called the snake people reptilian or serpentine beings who lived underground and possessed advanced knowledge, often associated with trickery or control. Mm. And then the Lakota, Dakota, Sioux, and other tribes talk about the star people, which we've talked about. The Zuni and the Hopi, they have the Kachinas, basically the spiritual beings that came from the sky to go underground.
Wow.
Taught humans how to live, build, plant, and pray, it says.
Ooh.
They said that they wore elaborate helmets and suits, which is weird. And then you have the Cherokee, Choctaw, and Chickasaw. And they called their beings or whatever the builders of the mounds. They said they were a race of giant, light-skinned beings who built great mounds before the tribes arrived. These beings disappeared underground into Earth after their time ended.
You know what's so interesting? What we learned about the Native Americans from our region. Like, what are the ones? Seminole and then Timucuan?
Oh, Timucuan.
Timucuan. They always talk about their mound building, but did we get it wrong? Were they not building the mounds? Was it these giant people?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people, like the Serpent Mounds in, was it Ohio?
Yeah.
I don't know.
But even if both people were building, it would make sense that they would continue something that they saw.
Yeah, true.
You know what I mean?
Because
they do especially find artifacts.
If they taught them to pray, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, like, they're teaching them, like, maybe to worship them or, like, whatever.
Yeah.
So, like, build these mounds.
But,
you know,
I don't want to derail it, but remember when I talked about the moon, was it Moon Eye people or Moon Eye Children? That was another pale face, large
eye. Ohio?
And where
was
that?
Seen
like
that?
Mississippi.
It was like Appalachia.
Yeah.
And then they crossed over. But then Trickster's the Menahune in Hawaii as well.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, so that's the Serpent Mound in Ohio.
Dude, it's everywhere.
It's creepy, dude.
It's crazy because I learned about this. Like, there's an ancient city in Missouri. Like, there's these huge, ginormous pyramids type of mounds that apparently was at one time the biggest civilization in the United States.
What are you talking about?
Yeah.
It's the craziest thing. And they have ruins still to this day. And I'm like, I lived there and I had no idea.
Yeah. When you told me that, I looked into it a little bit more. And they said that this city had more people than all of the UK at this point in time.
They settled in Missouri.
Could you chillax?
Ew, bars.
In Missouri? It's beautiful. It's beautiful.
It's a barren wasteland.
And stop it. But it's kind of crazy because it has like a type of Aztec type of architecture.
Yeah.
And pyramids. So like in the middle of the country.
Yeah.
It's so strange.
That is really crazy.
I'm telling you, we're just a record player at this point, but like the commonality between the world is insane of like talking about very specific things.
Yeah.
The fact that the U.S. had all these different tribes, a lot of them hated each other too.
Yep.
Living on opposite sides of the country, all talk about some sort of being from the stars that lived underground. They moved underground.
You know, it would be like cosmically hilarious.
Hmm.
I'm not like wishing this upon our country or anything like that, but like a lot of like the conservative Christians that kind of define the narrative right now and, you know, politics or whatever. You know, you talk to some of these people about like the end times or whatever, and you think they all think that America is just like this huge powerhouse of like godliness and virtue and whatever. Mm-hmm. Like we got it right.
Yeah.
But what if we're like this land is just like full of demons?
That would be hilarious.
Yeah, that would be so fun. Yeah,
it could try. It tracks. We can see. I can see that.
You got a land full of demons.
I mean, wouldn't we talk about these lizard people? Wouldn't that be a result of a humanoid creature or something living without sun?
Yeah, I mean,
and living underground, like over time, evolving.
Yeah,
like so, your skin becomes more adaptable to a dark and wet
yuck
place with no sunlight.
I mean, yeah, we talk about the how the Watchers obviously made it with the women of Earth and created the Nephilim.
Yeah.
But like it also not canonized, but the Book of Enoch, it talks about them bastardizing God's creation and creating these hybrids of people. And that's where you get stories of mermaids, vampires, yeah. all this kind of stuff. So like, and if you're going to say all that stuff, reptilians, that would
Bigfoot, just a Nephilim with bad genes.
Could be the hairy cousin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sure he wears great jeans. I don't mean to say yeah. that. I'm sure he's got style.
It's weird though, man.
Yeah. Super crazy.
I don't know if I want to see one of those things though.
Never ever.
I'd be fine
maybe
without it.
From a distance.
Yeah, and it makes you wonder why they wear the helmet and stuff like that to hide.
Yeah, the
maybe
helmet. It's yeah.
to make you think that there's something they're not. What if it was just a lizard person underneath that?
Yeah.
You know, helmet, you have no idea.
That's weird.
Very I would scary. Just, yeah, I would love to find out. I hope the Lord tells us or we get to see it.
I think we'll know about it. I think we'll know about it.
Do you want to hear about a scary mountain?
Yeah.
I love scary mountains. So
we're on a scary mountain roll right now. Okay, so in Pakistan, there is a mountain that is called Tirich Moor Mountain, which is also in translated to the King of Darkness Mountain.
Oh my gosh.
This is in Pakistan. All
people
right?
know how to name mountains.
They really do. Now, there's a reason probably why they have it has this dark name, because in 1950, it was the first time anyone actually discovered this large mountain, actually ever went on it, ever tried to summit it. They don't have an exact number throughout the years of how many people have died on this thing, but it's said to be hundreds. It was unsummitable at one point, right? But certain people have claimed that they've reached the summit, which is totally cool. That's fine. But there was a time that it was open rain, anyone could go, and there were some weird stories every now and then. Like, there's some lore that fairies lived. There was a castle of fairies that used to live on this huge mountain, and there would be ginormous frogs that would hide within holes and would eat anyone up and before they went up.
Carnivorous frogs.
Carnivorous frogs, which is terrifying to think of, like a frog the size of a school bus, like lurking behind you, right?
They're saying that
they were
big?
Ginormous. Yeah, oh, apparently gosh. They were ginormous. They would swallow humans whole. But I mean, like I heard that, I'm like, whatever. But apparently, and this isn't even like a myth. There's people who have seen these, I don't know if you would call them monks or whatever you would call them, but they were just people that are indigenous to that area that would live on the mountain. People wouldn't know their names. People wouldn't see their faces, but they would know. And they apparently they would claim we're there to protect the space between nature and people and trying to keep this mountain at peace, because there's a lot of lore to it. And it says if you summit it and it doesn't, you know, it doesn't, the mountain doesn't kill you on your climb, within a year you die. And there's been claim after claim of this stuff happening, right? And at one point in the early 2000s, it got shut down. They said, you are not touching this mountain. No one can go on this mountain. It's completely restricted. Guess when it was
COVID.
When they restricted this? September 2001.
Oh! Well, that's weird coincidence.
Yeah. They say it's because it's near the border, I think, of Iraq or Baghdad. Whatever.
Yeah, Baghdad is in Iraq.
Yeah. So
Iraq.
It's close by, and that's what they claimed. And so for almost 20 years, no one was able to go up on this mountain. And in 2019,
The U.S. government said you couldn't do it, or the government of
Pakistan?
The people of Pakistan.
Okay.
Yeah. Said you cannot go up. It's completely restricted. In 2019, a French group of mountain climbers got permission to go up it. No one was on this mountain. So they go up this mountain and
First time in 20 years.
They're going up this mountain. And this is just a thing that they just threw out. I'm like, well, how is this not a big deal? They're going up this mountain, and they see over in the far distance another group of people coming back down the mountain.
Pardon?
And they're like, that's weird. They go up.
In the future.
And they have a conversation. These people are Russian. They're a Russian group.
Ghosts.
Had no interest in having conversation or like sticking around, and then they left. The French people up there went up there and went down with no problem whatsoever. And still to this day, it's very restricted. People aren't allowed on it. But one story that I found very, very very interesting was, I believe it was in the 60s, this man named Peter from Austria and his two friends, they decide we're busy at school. We're going to take a break and we're going to go mountain climbing. We love mountain climbing. We're going to go to Tirich more, right? They get there and they start climbing, and then they make a base camp to reach the summit. They sit down at the base camp and they sit down and they look at all their supplies, all their food and everything like that. And they realize they don't have enough for three people. So they're going to decide, they decided we're going to send two people up. One person's going to stay at base camp.
No way.
Right? How they decide to do this is during doing a poker game. So they have a poker game. It's pretty intense. And Peter, the one who organized the trip, loses. His two friends then that morning leave to go summit the rest of Tiki Rich, the King of Darkness Mountain, and they die.
No.
They fall, apparently off an ice sheet. That's what's said. They never recovered the bodies that I know of, and they just happen to die. Peter walks completely unscathed, goes back to college, and starts reevaluating things. A couple years later, this guy starts working at a company called Nestle.
Shut up.
His name is Peter Brabeck, who is now the CEO of the World Economic Forum. The same man who went on top of this mountain, had two of his best friends perish, went on from there to start working at Nestle, and ever as since then has been working for Nestle until recently.
And he was appointed by Klaus.
Yes, to Klaus Schwab,
the new chairman of the World Economic Forum.
He's literally demon possessed.
I mean, it's kind of crazy. This is the same guy who said that water is not a human right.
Yeah,
is he was, you know, people said he was misquoted, but I'm like, that's literally what you said though. It's not a human right. And when he started working for Nestle in 1970, it gets kind of crazy because he became the marketing director, and he went to Chile for Nestle. Nestle and Chile and Nestle. And so he was there and he was running it. But you look at all the things that they did in that time within South America and in Africa, they started pumping instant formula.
Oh, yeah.
Like crazy, right? Mm. And it got to the point where they said, listen, we're going to start giving it to you for free. We're going to give it to you very low because they knew they couldn't afford it. It was a low middle income country. And so they started giving them all this instant formula. And you know, with breast milk, if you don't use it, you lose it, right? Yeah. And so they start having all these babies that are dependent on this formula.
Oh, man.
And then they start using the water that's available to them in their village.
Which is poison
which
water.
Which is dirty, poisonous water. And it says on the label, if you use this water, it will kill your baby. Guess what? 10 million babies.
Holy shit.
At the hands of Nestle because of this instant formula.
Peaking 10 million?
Peaking over, like, on average, it was $200,000 of, 200,000 infant lives being lost on average. And he was there. And the thing is, which was really crazy, Nestle had a huge part in it because they would send their saleswomen to the hospitals in these countries dressed as nurses.
I saw that. Yeah.
Dressed as nurses.
To educate on formula.
Saying that the doctors are preferring this, which was not true at all.
What?
Yes.
Oh, is that not like a Geneva?
Dude, they've had to pay millions upon millions and millions of dollars. Not only for that, they were supplying chocolate and treats and all this stuff during World War II to the Nazis. They were using people in concentration camps for workers, not paying them, not feeding them, not anything. Bro. And so when you look at this, it's just such a dark history.
So now he's the chairman of the World Economic Forum.
And now he's the chairman of the World Economic Forum.
I will never look at the Nesquik Bunny the same again.
So the story is that two of his friends fell on an ice sheet after playing poker. These people had the capability of logistically planning a trip across the world and ascending a mountain. Or is it that every time we talk about satanic dark stuff, there's always an exchange of sacrificing what you love most? And did he make a trip with his best friends and leave them behind?
And become one of the richest, most powerful men in the world.
Okay, well, you never explained
that. That was a lot.
It's a lot. I know. I
was stuck on the mountain thing.
Yeah.
And then you said that. And I'm just like.
Well, I was just looking it up because the mountain had nothing to do with it. I was just looking into him, and then I was looking into his history and everything like that. And then he says, this was a big transformative moment in my life. This has kind of changed everything, put things in perspective for me. And you can't find, it gives you the name of his friend. You can't find anything on his friends, anything at all. And it was just kind of like a weird thing, but just connection after connection.
That's so weird.
And it's weird that it was such a spooky mountain. You never explained the Russian dudes, though.
That's it. That's what the thing is. They just blipped it and gone.
Did they describe what the Russian dudes looked like at all? Like,
no.
Was it them? Were they ghosts? Is that what you're thinking?
The Dyatlov Pass guys?
No, I'm thinking of the Mount Kailash, what we talked about last week.
Remind me.
So it's the Mount Kailash in Tibet.
Yeah.
There's a group of mountaineers that went up the mountain.
Oh,
that's right.
Disappeared.
Yes. Yeah.
And then Siberian mountaineers. So I don't know the nationality of the group that went before them, but Russia was heavily invested in Mount Kailash, studying it and all the anomalies that are about it. What if there's like a weird time slippage portal?
Yeah, like like The Dark, the TV show. Something like that.
Mountain
connection. And it's weird, right? Because, I mean, when I saw it, they stopped it on, they restricted the mountain at September 11th, 2001.
And the Mount Kailash is restricted from, you can't climb that either.
Yeah. But you think about the Gilgamesh stuff that happened during the Iraq War. I mean, all this stuff, man. It's just such a.
The Stargate stuff.
Yeah. It's super strange.
You just opened up a box.
I'm telling you, I found the mountain by accident. But you look at the picture of the mountain, it's massive, dude. It's so crazy.
That's a wild story.
How spooky is that?
Yeah, the World Economic Forum is spooky enough, but the connection now makes it way more spooky.
Is that the same group that, do you remember, like, right when COVID hit, they did that weird, like, satanic performance?
It's just so huge out of nowhere.
I don't know. That was, like, for some tunnel, but I think the World Economic Forum was involved in that somehow.
Oh, okay.
But you looked into Klaus Schwab a little bit today and how his father was a Nazi.
Yeah, they're like crazy big. Like, they're working for the actual. They moved in the middle of the World War II to help out the Third Reich.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Klaus Schwab, who's been there.
Who is like the most powerful person on planet Earth.
Well, he founded the World Economic Forum. Just stepped down.
He just stepped down on the day that the Pope passes away. And now this guy, Peter, is in charge.
Peter the Pope. Peter the Roman.
They just assumed on the same day. What if it's not the Vatican? What if it's the Vatican? What if the step above the Vatican is the World Economic Forum?
Oh my gosh. Are you guys joking? This is real.
That is crazy.
It's a weird coincidence.
That's weird.
Yeah.
That's super strange. Wow. Weird.
Yeah. Did we just talk about that on the live, the Peter thing?
Yeah.
Okay. So watch the live, but there's the prophecy of the popes leads to us to believe that the next pope is going to be named Peter.
Peter the Roman, yeah.
And then he will be the last pope.
Yeah, before Judgment Day.
Jesus, come back.
Please.
Well, probably is.
Be cool.
That's wild.
It's fun, right?
That's crazy.
It just kept going, taking me down farther and farther.
Man.
I love mountain stories.
Yeah, there's something weird about them, aren't there? There's
very
also
spooky.
Spooky.
Let's see. Oh, there was another quote I wanted to read of Peter's, but never mind. Can't find it.
Nestle, man.
That's crazy.
Hate that.
That's terrible. How do these people, how are they even a company still?
Yeah, that's like, you know, we hate cancel culture for a lot of reasons, but sometimes, if y'all want to take up a cause,
yeah,
you know, like,
stop buying Nestle.
We're defenseless against
it. It was 200,000.
Look what they own, though.
Yeah.
It's impossible.
It was
everything we buy.
You what was the figures on how many assumed infants?
10 million is what they said, but it was reaching up to every year. It was on average 200,000
per year
infants
okay.
each year.
Yikes, dude.
Yeah, and they're saying, like, oh, we're done now, right? 2011, there's still 19 countries that are saying they're still doing this. They're still doing it. So it's not just going away. They're just under the radar.
And he's the person that's supposed to be dictating what, because the World Economic Forum is like just, it's basically an arm of the United Nations at this point, who are making policy changes that affect everything globally.
And that stuff's not public. Those conversations aren't,
of course,
being
yeah.
like shown. It's like,
that's terrible, man. It's like,
wild.
It's right in front of your face.
Yeah. We don't care.
Well, we do care, but like, what are you going to do about it?
That's what I'm saying. But that thing, like, we don't even care. Like we just, most people just hear it and just don't even talk about it. At least talk about it. At least start having that conversation. And because it's going to, you know, we just become apathetic about it. Our kids will do. The generations will follow. It's like, oh, it's just how the world works.
That's crazy.
Super scary stuff.
Freaking Nestle, dude.
Dude, Nestle?
Yeah.
I'd punch you in the face, dude.
I just love their chocolate milk, man.
Dude, Peter Brock?
I'm never going to drink that chocolate milk again, dude.
I'll Peter Brock your nose, dude.
Yeah.
Ah.
Get out of here, chocolate bunny. I'll kick your butt.
Have you guys ever heard of the immortal jellyfish?
No.
This is no joke, the coolest jellyfish. It's literally a jellyfish that it, if it needs to, it can regenerate to its like teenage self. And in theory, could just continuously be a full-on immortal jellyfish. Listen to the way it explains it real quick.
Jellyfish is a small jellyfish species native to the Mediterranean Sea. When threatened, injured, or faced with adverse environmental conditions, the jellyfish can transform back into its juvenile polyp stage, effectively starting its life cycle over again.
What?
The immortal jellyfish can repeat this process indefinitely, making it biologically immortal.
Dude, is that those, not the craziest thing?
Those are made by the Watchers for sure.
Jellyfish are wild, dude.
Dude, I have an ocean story.
Ocean
straight off the coast of St. Augustine.
Yes.
Oh, let's go.
How do I say the name? I asked Josh how to pronounce his name earlier, and he said, however he says it, you're for sure gonna correct me.
Oh boy.
Matanzas Inlet.
That's correct.
Whoa.
Dang.
I'm kind of thrown off. Oh,
there was a massacre there, but much older than this story.
Probably so justified.
I continued to do research while the pod was going, and I'm a little disappointed because the first story that I had an argument with ChatGPT because ChatGPT lied to me when I asked for a true story and said that it was true, and when I pushed, it was not.
But
they based it on another story, which isn't as crazy, but is also true. So I'm just gonna turn my phone around and I'll pop these photos up, you know, on the screen while the pod's running. But have you guys ever seen these photos of what washed up on the shore, just off that island?
No.
Okay, so these things, it's in the late 1800s. This like unidentified creature thing washed up on the shore, and we're talking, it's like 18 feet long, 3 feet off the sand, and it's also like half buried in this. There's these are real photos that have existed. There's photos of people like spectating the tide wash it away, and then it later showed up. And so they actually like, they were like, oh, let's not let that happen again, we want to research it. And so they later like dragged it further up. It says near train tracks, so wherever that is in the area, but they got it off the tidal line. But what's super interesting is they said it had 7 legs and a tail. But as like research has continued on this creature, they're surmising like that's 8. You know, it wasn't a tail, it was the 8th appendage. And most of the octopus-like arms had been cut pretty short. You know, this thing had been dead in the sea, and so it had been eating. But when you think about like this was some of the earliest stories of creatures like this, or like the pirate era, like 1700s.
Yeah. Like and, a kraken.
Yeah, like the kraken or large, large octopus. But they're saying because of the size of this thing, and if it were an actual octopus, it would have been like the tentacles could have been like 100-foot long.
Oh,
because they're gracious. They were like this. You can see them in the photos, but they're like this big around at the nubs.
Oh my gosh.
And so the actual creature, it stands to reason, would have been, you know, like what we see pictures of, like the stories we hear. And so they have an actual proof. Now, here's where it gets gray and murky. They took samples from the initial discovery.
Well, all those pictures look gray, but
fair. They did, you know, they took samples, and then it was like 100. No, I'm doing really bad math. It was like 50 years later that a newspaper recirculated the story. And then someone in the 70s was like, wait, they actually have this stuff that we can study. I'm going to do research. And they decided to take tissue samples. They had it. They still had a piece of this saved, and they compared it to octopus. And they said it most closely compared to like squid, to whale, all this stuff, the tissue sample most closely, like it is, I forget, it's like octopi giganta something in Latin, but they're calling it a giant octopus. That's what it is.
Whoa.
And then someone pushes back, and they're like, and this is now in the late 90s, and they're like, well, let's do the study again. And I think it happens 3 times, and it starts out, it was definitely an octopus, and then the next person is like, it's gelatinous, and we believe it to be maybe a squid, maybe an octopus, something else. And then someone pushes back again, does another study, and they say it's just like gelatinous blubber. But what I find interesting is they're saying science is evolving, but it sounds to me like the tissue itself is degenerating and decomposing into, you know, just rather than having like this structure, it's becoming just the blob. But the first people to study it, and the doctor's name, Dr. DeWitt Webb, in November 30th of 1896, is the first person who arrived where two boys had discovered this octopus on the beach. And so it's a professional science person who actually collected the first samples.
Oh, wow.
And so, yeah, this is right off the coast, right off St. Augustine. So all those pictures we see of pirates and stuff, that is real.
Dude.
And for some reason, we don't know about it.
Oh, my gosh.
Where's the rest of those suckers?
Literally.
Really?
It might have been eaten. They're like
really?
A feast.
Really?
That's crazy. Dude, the ocean is scary.
Imagine just being grabbed by one of those.
Look at this photo. This is just the top of it being wound up. And they estimated that it weighed somewhere on the beach, like weighed somewhere around like 4 or 5 tons.
Can you send those to us?
Yeah. And so I wanted to like be sure that I was getting the, like, okay, how much? I looked up how much does like a sperm whale eat. And, you know, they'll eat like, you know, 1,500 to 2,500 tons. But the amount, some people later surmised that it was like whale throw up. And that's why it was like digested in just a blob.
Oh.
But if that's true, then the size of the
whale, dude.
And that's just as crazy. It's literally proportionately just as insane to believe a whale would be that big as an octopus.
Oh, my gosh.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Ugh. You said St. Augustine is a dirty pirate town now.
It's a dirty pirate town.
That's a dirty pirate town filled with giant octopus. Yep. Octopi.
We're glad you're growing.
Yeah.
I'm not upset about him in mourning.
Yeah.
Speaking of mourning.
Your 20s.
We got an episode right after this.
We do?
Yep, on Ninjas or Butterfly or patreon.com/ninjas or butterflies, baby.
Download the app today. You get a free episode every single week right after Friday's episode. And you get those episodes early as well, which is great. And you get discount codes. We got a private Discord. We have a lot of fun. Behind the scenes footage, Josh.
Yeah.
Behind the scenes footage.
Behind the scenes footage.
That's what everyone loves.
And on Patreon, I'm going to talk about the Third Temple.
Ooh.
Yeah. The building of the third temple.
Okay.
Because I got this. Because I think YouTube would take it down real quick if I had talked about it on here.
Okay. Let's try that. I got some videos to show you. One really weird glitch that happened in baseball that I cannot explain.
Saw this.
Yeah, right?
Dude. Yeah. 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 Yeah.
It's
the
craziest thing.
Yeah, okay. Sorry about that.
Yeah. patreon.com/ninjas are butterflies. And if you need custom merch, hats, stickers, shirts, anything you possibly need, get them here at Sunday Cool. SundayCool.com. We can make it happen. It's our workplace. We love everyone here. And you can support Sunday Cool by using us as your provider.
Yeah. Yes. And go, make sure to go get our new shirt. The See you later, alligator.
Right there, baby.
Yep. And make sure to review us on anything. Follow us, subscribe to our YouTube. Follow us on Spotify. Do all of that.
Comment your question, your answer for Lily's question. What would you tell the aliens to get convince you to go back home?
Yep. Yeah.
All right, love you guys.
All right, guys, love you.
All the best.
Bye-bye.
Mwah.
Dolphin. May disturb you.
Vominos.
If any of you know what these
multi-decade UAP
dolphins
are,
aliens.
You're going to have a heart attack when you see your eyes
broken. Bottlenose.
Fish sticks.
There's a massive police response.
Oh, the dolphin thing.
Oh, my God.
Aliens. Dolphin style attack.
Thumbnail.
The way they chop when they say words. Flat cells and big old hearts. I heard they died in those songs.
I had no idea that they were
dead. All I got. All I want to do.